you, but we're starting off with Pineapple and Coconuts by...
the same guy.
On...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
Breeze with Moki Kawaii and his orchestra and Hawaiian Moon. And before that, Pineapple and Coconuts by the same guy, Moki...
Kahua.
Thank you. I'm glad someone...
I may not be right, but it's close.
Okay. Either way, that's the closest we'll ever get to Hawaii because, you know, we can't drive the van over there.
No, I can't hold my breath that long.
No. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're focusing on King along with Irving. Songs and nightcaps for the man of no distinction. And you can tell them a little bit more about that Daffodil.
There is so little out there that I can tell you. The album, horrendously bad.
Oh, really?
Yes. And when you listen to it, you become confused about why it even exists. This is a review from online.
Okay.
The album meant to parody songs of the time that glamorized alcohol consumption.
Yes.
Also trying to be a style parody of corny 50s pop music. But we're so far removed from the style of music that was relevant and now just totally unironic and generic album.
Oh. Okay.
And the parody doesn't really work very well either, according to this guy. So we'll have to make our own decisions.
What's he know, really? Come on.
I wrote this review as to record that it is really an album that exists, and it is not good.
Well, it's not good. That's why we're playing it.
Exactly.
We got Rick Mayer and the Fosse a little later on with In for a Dry Martini. Shortly, though, you'll hear Robbie Lester, who narrated children's records at one point for Disney, doing Domestic, but we're starting a chocolate soda. Jeff Stevens on
Cheese Please.
It's after 2 p.m. and I'm a shipping clerk. I know I'll lose my job if I don't get back to work. My lunch hour's up at 2. Still I'm gabbing here with you, but I simply gotta until you throw me out. So make it a chocolate soda. But oh, please play number 9. It's a favorite of Swelks. We first heard it at the Elks. 'Twas at a member's dance, and I met her there by chance. And the thing that knocked me dead was the pretty way she said, make it a chocolate soda with lots of cream. The following year I bought her 1,000 sodas. Our love began to blossom and to grow. But she gained 100 pounds, and with my little spoiler, one of them simply had to go. You know the rest. You probably have guessed. And listen to me, Jim, if you know a girl who's slim, you can tell her I'm always here about this time. And if she plays it smart, she's bound to win my heart by ordering chocolate soda. But hold the cream. But hold the whipped cream.
Pleasure is the way with radio as your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the
cheese wheels.
I never yearn for faraway places. I never long to roam. When I want to see strange looking things, I can see so many of them at home. that for anything exotic, domestic wine, and your heart pressed to mine, though the tumblers are plastic, the way I feel is fantastic. It must be you all weaves a wonderful spell. Just the sight of that label, and I'm a mink trimmed with sable. Beaujolais Blasé, and the song of surrender you sing won't be court, but deep within something under my skin cries out to you when we share Monashevitz's concord. Domestic wine makes my soul feel divine, for a vintage domestic can make a peasant majestic. Something fine is exclusively mine when my lips are tasting yours, and domestic wine.
With Robbie Lester and Domestic Wine.
Good bongo action on that one.
Isn't it? And before that, Jeff Stevens and Make It a Chocolate Soda. And we continue with our tributes. Rick Maver. I had to look there for a minute. And the Posse, he's dying for a dry martini.
Cheese, please.
Hydrated, he has to be rejuvenated. To me, your sport, you and I could use a snort. Yeah, we're dying for a dry martini.
Martini,
I'm the fastest draw the West ever saw. Every outlaw's high, I could get a big. City red eye, 'cause I'm dying for a dry martini. Dying for a dry martini. The desert sun is mean with no gin in your canteen. When you're dying for a dry martini,
dry.
Sign of an olive tree.
Martini, martini.
Please, Rick. See, I think Thurl Ravenscroft was in there. That
kind of has that kind of tone, yeah.
Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft, of course, sang. Martini.
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 Yeah, that's when you have a...
Martini on the TV?
Yeah, that's it. Yes. I created a word. Wow.
It's a portmanteau word when you shove two other words together and make a new word.
There we go. Okay, and as we end off our tribute to Rhythm Nightcaps, and of no distinction, and definitely a lot of parody songs on that album. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and it's time for this.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
This guy played a hard-nosed cop co-star on the television series Starsky and Hutch back in the 1970s. Hard-nosed, no-nonsense, yeah, type of guy.
Yeah, that was his last big role.
Really?
He only played four more roles after that, and his last role was on The Love Boat in 1985.
Wow.
Yeah, he left acting altogether to go into the music business.
Yes, Bernie Hamilton was his actual name, but he played the character on Starsky and Hutch by the name of Captain Harold Doby. And he takes his character and decides to record an album, including a song we're about to play. As a matter of fact, you know, this hard-nosed cop, you think he'd be into, like, something hard-nosed, hard rock, or just no-nonsense.
You would think.
No. Decided to have his countryside come out.
Which is kind of odd, but yes.
Yeah.
Considering the album's actually Captain Doby Sings the Blues.
No, there is another album that says Captain Doby Sings Country, I believe.
Oh, my.
Yes, and this is an original song that he did called Haulin' Hay on the Freeway. Yeah, what's up, partner? Right here on...
Cheese, please.
This cold boy got a cute little honey. She works real hard and saves my money. She's hauling hay on the freeway. When I get big corn, she likes to ride and blow my horn. She's hauling hay on the freeway. She's hauling hay. She's hauling hay on the freeway. One of her chores is to cut the grass, take the pickup and buy some gas. She's hauling hay on the freeway. Cute little honey said, shove your money. She got up tight and left last night. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway.
Also known as actor Bernie Hamilton, and Haulin' Hay on the Freeway, which is the opposite of his television series character on Starsky and Hutch. I know I've been watching them here in the bunker.
I was Daffodil.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he really didn't do much in his acting for years.
Okay.
He got noticed finally in a film called One Potato, Two Potato Marriage.
Right.
And then he eventually came to be the Starsky and Hutch guy.
Wow.
But before all of that, he was also an impresario.
Really?
Yeah. Starting in the late 60s, he ran into called the Sid at Haiti at Boulevard.
Wow.
And then he started his own record label, Chocolate Snowman.
That's just a crazy name. It's catchy.
It is.
There you go. My name is Snartu.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wound our way to the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please.
How do we do that every week?
I'm not sure, but it happens.
Have you any success in getting the dog to speak on the air yet?
No.
Keep trying.
He's licking my microphone, but he's not talking.
Oh, darn. Well, maybe we can do it. I'm just flipping it off. Here it comes.
I was just about to tell you to go to
it.
Without prompting.
And here it is. Here it is. Oh, wow. Look, the Carter family from 1928. Can you believe it?
Well, 1928 was a year.
Keep on the sunny side. There's a positive outlook, don't you think?
I think that's a fabulously positive way to end the show.
Until next week, folks. Until next week.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back week as we help to spread the cheese.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and you. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
does a profitable company justify these layoffs, particularly in light of the hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies from the government?
When we make our decisions front of mind, investments we need to make to better serve consumers. And we're doing this in an environment with, as I said earlier, increasing exchange, high inflation, increased competition, which is a fundamentally good thing. So we have to manage all that.
Just to understand, did you say that your justification for laying off workers is because you had in mind? I must have misheard that, because that does not make any sense at all to me, sir.
Oh, it makes very good sense, because what we're trying to do is continue to grow.
6,000 workers. No, well,
We need to adjust to the macroeconomic environment around us. How do we fix Canadian broadcasting system? There will be no news, except maybe the CBC.
Thank you.
And we need to figure out how to keep Canadian news alive.
Oh no, no news. Without a Canadian, that's it. The news is done. Nothing more will happen. Or if it does happen, we won't know about it, because we only know about what happens in the news because of the Canadian broadcast. Blame Mick of Bell, who you just heard, defending his little company to Parliament, getting into a bit of an argument there with NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. That's broken. That we're about to be without news. But is that true at all? Is this the fault of just external forces beyond anyone's control, technology breaking the news model? Is this somebody else's fault as the CEO?